Well, welcome to Local Matters. We are talking today to Bethany Pack, who is Director of Education Programs for Cookeville Regional Medical Center. We're going to talk more about what the Education Department does, but Bethany, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're excited about you being here, and we're delighted with the great work that Cookeville Regional Medical Center does, and we're going to learn a little bit more about the education side of CRMC today. So to start with, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and where you went to college and how you got to where you are today, and
okay.
We'll go from there.
I was born and raised in Smithville, Tennessee. In 1998, I graduated from Cumberland University with my Bachelor of Science degree in nursing, and I worked in Lebanon for 3 years after that. I moved to Cookeville in 2001, where I joined the CRMC team, and I have enjoyed working there. I worked 6 East Pulmonary Step-Down Unit for 9 years.
Wow.
So pulmonary patients were my area of expertise. In 2010, I transferred to the Education Department and became a nurse educator for the medical center. And as I was adjusting to that role, I also began pursuing my master's degree. So in 2016, I graduated from Tennessee Tech University.
Go Tech.
With my master's degree in nursing administration. So that enabled me, of course, to be qualified to serve in the position that I hold now, which I assumed in 2017, which is Director of the Education Department.
Well, you've had quite a journey. That's that's quite a background. And Cumberland is a great university, and that nursing school has done just some great work down there.
Yes.
So that's it's good that you've been here. And now you've been here since, my gosh, about 19 years.
18 years,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's great. Well, talk about what the Education Center does at CRMC.
Right. Well, the Education Department at CRMC leads, facilitates, develops, organizes, instructs, manages,
wow,
and most importantly, serves the staff of the medical center and the community, the communities that surround us. And that's very important to me as a director. We're very much a service department, and I emphasize that to my employees every day. Our department mission is preparing both clinical and non-clinical healthcare professionals to deliver safe, effective, evidence-based care to every patient every day. And we accomplish our mission through our vision of precise training and competency assessment. The department consists of an administrative coordinator, 2 clinical educators, and a director. So we're a little bit of a small department, but we do a whole lot.
But you've got a lot to do. There's
exactly.
No question about that.
Exactly. Some of our main services include facilitation and organization of new hire orientation week. We conduct basic life support and advanced life support certification classes for all of our hospital employees. We utilize and manage our e-learning system, which is called HealthStream. We host a variety of students for job shadowing opportunities and clinical rotations associated with completion of a degree through a college or university. We also conduct nursing critical care courses. We do 2 of those per year. And we also conduct the Tennessee State Paramedic Critical Care Course. We do that once annually. And we organize and instruct annual staff training competencies.
Well, you've got a lot to do.
There yes, sir.
There's just a bunch of initiatives there that go on every day. And you think about a healthcare organization and you think, well, that's just there's a patient at a bed and a nurse beside it. CRMC is a comprehensive medical center. And mm-hmm. what? 2,000 plus employees and a $280 million budget. There is a lot going on 24/7, isn't there?
Absolutely, 24/7. And education is integral in most everything that the organization does.
And we want everybody, once they get those medical skills, to keep them up to date.
Absolutely. Healthcare is always changing, and we have to be willing to change and get better and improve, and that's what we're all about in the education department.
Well, this is Education Matters. We are talking to Bethany Pack, who is the director of the education department at Cookeville Regional Medical Center. And, boy, we want to talk about some of these areas that you work with, Bethany, and then about some of the other divisions of the hospital that depend on you.
Yes.
You did not mention one that I know you also work with. You may have mentioned it and I just missed it, but you work with the medical staff and the the Upper Cumberland Medical Society on CME, or continuing medical education, don't you?
Yes, I do. The Upper Cumberland Medical Society, in conjunction with Tennessee Medical Association, meets in the Education Center of the hospital. And my department, of course, manages those rooms, so we help them in that regard. The Medical Society holds monthly meetings on various topics that are, relevant to all healthcare professionals. And my role with the Medical Society is to assist in completing the application for continuing medical education. So I work with Dr. Gray and the Tennessee Medical Association to meet that need and gain those CME credits for participating professionals. My team also serves as a resource for Dr. Gray and any presenter that comes into the hospital. So we're there to assist with technology and any kind of need in that regard. And this group, the few that I have participated with and been able to see, is thriving and growing and is a great part of the Upper Cumberland. And so I'm just proud to be a small part of that.
Yeah, I think they do some wonderful work. And Dr. Jim Gray is just, since he retired, I think become even more busy than he was when he had a full-time job.
You're right.
He really does some wonderful work for CRMC in the region and healthcare all across the state. He's impacted some legislation that's important to all of us.
Yes.
Well, it's again, you just do so many things. Let's talk about new hires at the hospital. Obviously, with that many employees, there are people coming in all of the time. So what do you do in new hire orientation? And I know it's different for a medical doctor than it is for maybe a first-level employee of some type. But talk about what goes on in new hire education.
Okay. Orientation of the new hire is a main focus of the department. We hold orientation the first full five-day week of every month. And so it's a full 5 days that could vary depending on the role you're going to or the position you're going to. But orientation week is standard and set. And we provide all new hires with certain standards and expectations that they should gain in this time frame. As you know, we're accredited by the Joint Commission, and so there are certain things we have to provide our new hire staff, and so we meet the Joint Commission standards through all of our orientation programs. And so it is very important to us that we utilize the experts in various departments to come in and speak to their areas of expertise and to lead the new hires in the right direction from the start.
And how important is quality in this first orientation? Quality of care is something I know from personal experience the hospital talks about a lot.
Yes, absolutely. Quality is number one, top priority. I think in an eight-hour day, the quality department has an hour, okay? So that tells you how important it is. And we emphasize, you know, everything that we do goes back to meet our hospital mission, and it's all about the patient. You know, everything we do, we want to do in a safe way. We want, the latest evidence-based practice and effective practices for our patients. That is our goal. And so quality of our health services is number one.
And the patient experience at the hospital is influenced by a lot of people, not just the doctor or just the bedside nurse, but environmental services, the folks cleaning the room can have a big impact on the family and the patient.
Absolutely. And that's why we give that training to anyone who is our employee, anyone from accounting to environmental services to clinical staff.
Well, that's great. That's great. This is Local Matters. We are talking to Bethany Pack about the education department at Cookeville Regional Medical Center. Now, Bethany, you also mentioned basic life support training. Wow.
Yes.
How important is that? And tell us who gets that and what that entails.
Right. So basic life support training is for any patient care provider. The hospital provides that free of charge to all employees who require that certification for their job role. And so that is anyone who touches the patient or goes into a room to deliver patient care. And so we utilize American Heart Association curricula. And so the courses that we provide and the education that we provide is thorough and very, very consistent and is just best for our patients.
And I know, having gone through that training at the hospital and also at in other locations, the training has actually changed in the last 10 years or so, hasn't it?
It has. The American Heart Association revamps and changes their guidelines every 5 years. And so we'll be looking forward to new things coming out in 2020 and 2021. So that's kind of how it works. But yes, things have changed, and for the better.
Yeah, I remember even in just basic life support stuff on choking and things, mm-hmm. and the use of the airway and the mouth to mouth resuscitation and things that aren't even part of the program anymore in some life support programs.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a changing world, and we've got to stay up with the times on these programs. Well, obviously, a topic of interest from my background is those Tennessee Tech nursing students and how they go over there to get their clinicals.
Yes.
They obviously, CRMC is the biggest partner with TTU and in terms of providing great experience for nursing students. But you take clinical students from many different places, don't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We welcome 900-plus students into the medical center annually. A lot of people do not realize the volume of students, that we help train, and we welcome into our facility. Allowing students to learn and grow in a supportive environment is of utmost importance to me as director of the education department. We host job shadow students, which range from high school students just trying to see what is this like, to the clinical rotation students that would include Tennessee Tech Nursing. So just a variety there.
This is Local Matters. We are going to take a quick break and be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeSmart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Bethany Pack, and Bethany is Director of the Education Department at Cookeville Regional Medical Center. Bethany, before the break, we were talking about students and clinical rotations, and you welcome hundreds and hundreds of students, not just from Tech, but from the high school, from many other universities. You have MD candidate students and DO candidate students. Yes. from all over. So it's very common to walk through the halls over there and see these students. Yeah. And yet you are providing, CRMC is providing them with invaluable experience. How important are these clinicals from a Joint Commission perspective even?
Oh, extremely important. A certain number of clinical hours is required for graduation. Of course, that would depend on the different program that the student is in, on how many hours they have to spend in clinicals. Joint Commission, of course, there are lots of things I do before the students are allowed to come into the facility. And so that's a big part of my role as well. All students have to present a number of things to me before they are allowed to enter the building as a student. And so I make sure all those I's are dotted and those T's are crossed. Love partnering with all the universities who provide me with that. We have a good working relationship with everyone. And, of course, that satisfies all the Joint Commission requirements for students in the facility.
Well, it's a really important role that the medical center provides, but it's not the only one. You're going to be offering a new program in a residency kind of setting. So talk about your new initiatives.
Yes, we do have a new initiative beginning this June, and it is our nurse residency program. Studies have shown that an organized effort to develop skills and assist the new graduate nurse in transitioning from student to professional decreases turnover and increases job satisfaction. And we want to keep nurses at the bedside.
Absolutely want to keep them there.
Yes. So this is a very important initiative. We're very excited about this program. This program follows the new graduate nurse through their first year and incorporates classroom learning and group discussions on vital topics for the development of skills needed to successfully transition from student to nurse.
So it's a support program for that new nurse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the program will walk them through that role transition. We will give them tools on effective communication with physicians, with the healthcare team, with our customers. We will emphasize patient-centered care and what that looks like. And we will further develop leadership skills of prioritization, critical thinking, decision-making, problem-solving, and so on.
Yeah, boy, that's going to be a full load and really important things for that aspiring new nurse to master. So that's going to be a great program.
Yes, sir.
Well, you've got another kind of support program going on, too. I know your group hosts the patient support groups that meet in your facility quite frequently.
Do.
Talk about that a bit.
Okay. We do have several support groups that meet in our education center, and this is free of charge for these groups. We allow them to come. We want them in our facility as long as their purpose meets a need that we have and that is healthcare related. So we welcome anyone interested in doing something like that. Just a few of the support groups that currently are with us is the bariatric support group. That group meets monthly in the education center. We also have a multiple sclerosis support group that meets monthly as well. We have childbirth classes, okay, that are going on for expectant parents. We also have the Quit for Life Smoking Cessation group that meets weekly in our facility. There's a youth class and an adult class, okay, for that. We also have the Mended Hearts organization that we partner with and that meets with us monthly or more frequently if needed.
And the Mended Hearts do some great work with heart program at the hospital.
They do, absolutely. And we're glad to partner with them. And also, there's a new group. It's the Nurses Honor Guard. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No.
Yes, so that is beginning to meet monthly as well.
The Nurses Honor Guard.
And what that is very much like, a military honor guard.
Is it? Okay.
Yes, so when a nurse passes away, then they will attend and attend that.
Well, that's
and have
a wonderful
a ceremony.
Initiative.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yep. Well, that's great. Sounds like that center just continues, as I knew it was, but continues to be very, very busy. Well, your job and your unit's job there just is so multifaceted. Mm-hmm. As we get close to ending this program, talk about the most fun part of your day or the best part of the job.
Right. I'm a people person, so the best part of my day is interacting with people. I appreciate other views. I feel like I can learn from everyone that I meet. And so interacting with people and helping them, assisting them, is by far the best part of my day. I do a lot of computer work, but I'm glad to get up and out and interact with people.
Yeah, those screens get old over time, don't they?
Yes.
Now, I know your department interacts with the CRMC Foundation also. Talk a bit about what you do in partnership there.
We do a lot of things with the foundation. One of the main things we do was we came in last year in helping with the Putnam County schools in certifying the teachers with life support, and CPR. So that has been by far our biggest initiative with the foundation, and it's just such a great work. Also, the foundation participates in the orientation of new hires. So John Bell comes over and talks to every new hire group every month. So he dedicates time to our department for that as well.
Well, that's great. There is just so much going on. Are there needs out there that you've identified that you can share with our listeners in terms of educational outreach now to maybe help them stay out of the hospital or to stay healthy?
Right.
I know we'd all say stay fit
right.
and eat healthy, but what else? Any advice you want to share?
Right. I think the main thing is prevention and working toward, doing the best that you can to stay healthy, exercising a little bit, whatever you can do, changing that diet, even just a little, stopping smoking if you're a smoker. It's those little things, the focus of healthcare is turning toward prevention of chronic illnesses. And doing what we can in that regard. I'm speaking to myself here as well, but I think that's probably the best advice that I have to give is, do your best and try to prevent those chronic illnesses.
I think Pogo said it a long time ago, we have met the enemy and he is us.
Yes.
And that's certainly true in my case. Good, healthy living is important to all of us. Well, I want to thank you for the work that you do at Cookeville Regional Medical Center. And I certainly want to thank the Medical Center for all the great things they do for the Upper Cumberland region. Yes. This place would be so different if we did not have this comprehensive medical center. So thanks for your great work, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.